With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump traveling to Scotland as his family's business prepares for the August 13th opening of a new golf course in Aberdeenshire. Prior to his departure this morning, the president met with reporters to respond to questions. He said he could not guarantee that the U.S. would conclude a trade framework with the European Union before the new tariff rates go into effect. That would be a week from today.
We have a 50-50 chance, maybe less than that, but a 50-50 chance of making a deal with the EU. And it'll be a deal where they have to buy down their tariff, because they're right now at 30%. And they'll have to buy them down, maybe, or they could leave them the way they are. But they want to make a deal very badly.
While in Scotland, Mr. Trump will talk trade with British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says that his government was considering alternative options to ceasefire talks. That's after it and the U.S. recalled their negotiating teams. The U.S. and Israel are condemning French president's plan to recognize a Palestinian state in 2 months. Secretary of State Rubio describes it as a reckless decision. The BBC's Lise Doucette says it's hardly a surprise.
France had hinted for months it would recognize Palestinian statehood. It's first in the G7 group of industrialized nations to take this step. President Macron called for a demilitarized state of Palestine, which would fully recognize Israel. There was no alternative, he said. Palestinian officials were quick to welcome his move. But the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a Palestinian state would be a launch pad to annihilate Israel.
This is SRN News. Slovenia legalizes assisted suicide.
The Central European nation will now allow people to take their own life with the help of a doctor, adding Slovenia to a growing list of nations where that practice is legal. The United Kingdom is in the process of approving assisted suicide, and here in the U.S., 9 states and the District of Columbia have done so. Pro-life groups and disabled advocates oppose the practice, saying it can very quickly move from being optional to preferred for vulnerable people. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In roughly 6 months, the 2026 Winter Olympics will open in Italy, and sports governing bodies around the world are making decisions about how to handle transgender athletes. The U.S. Olympic Committee, the International Cycling Union, World Aquatics, and the World Boxing Organization have all banned males from competing against females. The NCAA, which governs many Olympic sport at the collegiate level, has also barred men. This is SRN News. A government school building's roof has collapsed in Rajasthan, India, killing 7 children and injuring at least 21. It's unclear what caused that roof to collapse. Young medics in England have started a 5-day strike over pay.
Thousands of doctors walked off the job on Friday in a 5-day strike over pay that the government says will disrupt care for patients. Resident doctors, those early in their careers who form the backbone of hospital and clinic care, took to the picket lines outside hospitals after talks with the government broke down. The doctors are seeking a pay rise to make up for what their union, the British Medical Association, says is a 20% real terms pay cut since 2008. The National Health Service says emergency departments will be open and hospitals and clinics would try to carry out as many scheduled appointments as possible. Charles de la Desma, London.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.